Monday, 22nd week, ordinary time 2. The first reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 1-5. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling. And my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, verses 16-30. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read, and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. All the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passes it fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him, and were amazed at the treasured words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is it not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum?" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of thee that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon." Again, there was many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them were cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury, They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Respect the truth. God treats each one of us fairly. He gives all to have opportunities to listen to His words and to receive His blessing before He judges each person. But to have equal opportunity does not guarantee the same result because people's reactions are different. There are those who only need to listen or to receive a blessing once. They recognize the truth and give thanks to God. Of them are the Gentiles. There are those who listen many times. Not only they do not recognize, but also swallow up the truth. Most of them are those who belong to the church and follow the God for a long time. Today's reading shows us this sad fact. Second analysis. First reading, the wisdom of the cross versus human wisdom. The first point, God's mysteries are beyond human understanding. Human wisdom is not enough to recognize God's mysteries, but also sometimes prevent people to understand them. In fact, those who turn their back to God's mysteries are the wise and the learned according to human standards, while those who recognize and believe in the wisdom of the cross are the innocent, the unlearned, and the humble. Many of people in the Corinthian church are of the first kind. Saint Paul surely has experience with the people when he wrote the following. When I came to you, brothers, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of war or of wisdom. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Second point. People need God's help to understand the mysteries. To understand the wisdom of the cross, people need to have a proper attitude, which is to completely depend on the Holy Spirit and God's power, not on human wisdom. This attitude is applied to both the preacher and the hearers, as Paul wrote, I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling. And my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive word of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Second, the gospel. To return to the village when one was born and raised up should be a happy and memorial event. But in today's passage, it was an opportunity for Jesus' fellow countrymen to destroy the most important figure of their village, beginning with the event in which Jesus entered a synagogue at Nazareth on the Sabbath. And he read the scripture passage of the prophet Isaiah, which said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Jesus rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. Third point, the ingratitude reaction. According to St. Luke's report, all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the racist words that came from his mouth. Two other synoptists, Matthew and Mark, gave the reason for their unbelief, which they knew his parents and brother and sister, while Luke said that the reason of their unbelief is because he did not perform signs for them to see. A sad fact which Jesus mentioned in today's passage. No prophet is accepted in his own native place. A Vietnamese proverb says, when one person becomes a royal officer, his whole kingdom shall be helped. Jesus and his fellow countrymen might think the same, but the two sides had different viewpoints. Why they want him to do wonderful signs to satisfy their material needs, Jesus wants them to understand the important truth. He is the Son of God. They must believe in him and in his teaching to have the eternal life. The truth hurts, because those outside of the family and the church have a stronger faith in God than those in the family and the church. Jesus reminded people this sad fact many times in the gospel. For example, the officer of the synagogue, the Canaan martyr, the Good Samaritan. Why did this sad fact happen? There are due to many reasons. First, some may think that they are wise and already know all the truth. Secondly, they are so zeal to a preacher so that his preaching is no longer important for them. Thirdly, they are so zeal with favors from their benefactor, so that they lost the sense of gratitude. Lastly, they lost their sense of the truth. Having eyes but unable to see, having ears but unable to hear, having mind but unable to think, and their heart is dull and become stony. This attitude of turning their back to the truth discourages many prophets, because They worked hard without having a result. It is better to give to those who welcome them, those whose minds are still sensitive to the truth. Their hearts are gratitude to favor, and their mouths should know how to say thank you. How painful for us because of the people. Most of the time are those outside of our family and community. Jesus lifted out two cases in which the people were the Gentiles. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the day of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of thee that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath, in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet. Then, not one of them were cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. Second point, the planned reaction. Not only refusing the truth, but they also let their anger control them, and they want to kill Jesus who spoke the truth. The passage reported their reaction as follows. When the people in the synagogue heard it, they were all filled with fury. They rose, robbed him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through their midst and went away. If those people who lost their conscience, is there any hope to converse them? They are frazzled at the cover of an egg, but wanted to put their head to a mountain. They must get the result of hurling themselves to a deep valley. No matter how merciful Jesus is, he is unable to save the blinded and prideful person because they chose to be lost. Jesus left them in their mess and went away. Application in life. The truth in today's readings is still happening in our family, parishes, and church. Each one of us needs to examine our conscience to determine what kind of person we are. If we belong to those who listen and live according to God's word, continue give thanks to God. If we belong to those who cover our ears and eyes before the truth, repent and return when we still have opportunities before God. Take them away and give them to others. God's prophets are unable to continue to preach to those who are blind, not only to cover their eyes and ears, but also to insult and to destroy the truth. In such case, prophets must also act as Jesus. Leave them alone and go to those who welcome the truth. We should let the truth guide us. We should not guide the truth according to our interest and individual gains. Amen.